Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. We have a great show. Magical engineer Frank and I are ready to roll. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. Oh, we're going to be talking about the strategy of war. Not the kind of war you're thinking of, though. Also, we're going to be talking about some vaccine news, some viral invaders, and things like that to help protect you, so making you aware so you can be more powerful than you think. We got lots to talk about, and we have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. We're lifting them up in prayer, asking God's hand of protection be on them. And I ask God to protect all of America, the righteous people here in America that love the Lord, seeking his face every day, hitting the knees. That's what he likes because, obedience is better than sacrifice. And, a lot of people don't read enough anymore, especially their scriptures or even the Declaration of Independence. Because, just to paraphrase, we're supposed to guard against tyranny and we're to overthrow tyranny and safeguard our security. So, John Whitehead had put it this way. He said, "For those of us who have managed to survive 2014 with our lives intact and our freedoms hanging by a thread, it has been a year of crackdowns, clampdowns, shutdowns, showdowns, shootdowns, standdowns, lockdowns, putdowns, breakdowns, lockdowns, takedowns, slowdowns, meltdowns, and never-ending letdowns." He goes on to say, "We've been held up, stripped down, faked out, photographed, frisked, fracked, hacked, tracked, cracked, intercepted, assessed, spied on, zapped, mapped, searched, shot out, tasered, tortured, tackled, trussed up, tricked, lied to, labeled, liabled, leered at, shoved aside, saddled with debt not one of us can pay, sold a bill of goods about national security, turned out by those representing us, and tossed aside and taken to the cleaners. Whew, man, I mean, just in a nutshell, that was a lot. So he does have a book called A Government of Wolves, The Emerging American Police State. So we've had our freedoms turned aside, he said, our democratic structure flipped upside down, and our house of cards left in shambles. He says, clearly the work of the dark side. I agree. So we got to pray against all that, what he just said. And we're going to ask God to restore justice and truth, because we're supposed to plead to the Lord for that. Isaiah 59 says we're supposed to do that. And so he's looking to see who's going to stand up on the Lord's side. Let's stand up, folks. It's time. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Well, it looks like, you know, with the recent developments with, you know, the planned predators, I mean, Parenthood, you know, with their selling of baby parts, you know, disgusting. Corporations that contributed to Planned Parenthood are, you know, severing their ties. Don't want to be associated, because you know what? Americans are appalled. They're disgusted. They're horrified by the thought of innocent children being ripped from the womb and their body parts sold off for science, right? So, I guess corporations are like, well, we can't have our corporate share be affected. So, let's just, you know, we're going to sever any ties to the nonprofit. You know, we don't want to be in national headlines being involved with an illicit organ trade scheme with dead babies. Coca-Cola, Xerox, and Ford have all told Planned Parenthood to remove their names from their website. Other corporations like Pepsi, which previously made use of aborted fetal cells to manufacture flavor profiles for their products, says they are likewise going to cut ties. So Pepsi, they had a lack of response initially, particularly curious lack. It's a junk food giant. Embroiled in some controversy there, that they use aborted human fetal tissue in testing of their flavor enhancement chemicals added to their soft drink beverages. You know, I think on a moral level, at least, that qualifies for cannibalism, really does. So if you're drinking those things, that's what I'm thinking. Well, in 2012, Pepsi announced they would stop using the flavor profiles made with human embryonic kidney tissue. How can that enhance flavor, for real, you know? And what it enhances is my nose to wrinkle and ew. So one of the companies on the dole of Planned Parenthood's organ dealing operation is Stem Express, which supplies human blood tissue products, primary cells, and other clinical specimens to other companies to use to test for food products and to sell to companies like Pepsi. So Stem Express openly states in bold print, human tissue products range from fetal to adult while guaranteeing that every sample delivers the purity, the viability, and the quality the buyers look for. Aha. I don't know. I just might have to take a time out on that, you know, and just process that. Last but not least in the quack report, scientists are sounding the alarm, over supercharged GM organisms, which could spread in the wild and cause environmental disasters. So a powerful new technology for generating supercharged genetically modified organisms can spread rapidly in the wild, cause alarm for the scientists to say, wait a minute, the misuse, accidental or deliberate, could be a health problem, an environmental disaster. Well, yeah, when you mess around with God's copyright, that's what you're going to get. So the development of these so-called gene drive technologies supposedly promise to revolutionize medicine and agriculture. The theory is they're going to stop the spread of mosquito-borne illnesses like malaria, yellow fever, and eliminate pests, crop pests that are invasive, and, you know, rats, toads, you name it. So scientists, though, at the forefront of this thing are, they said, this gets into the wrong hands, this gene drive technology. Ooh, serious threat to not only the environment, but to human health. So, I mean, it can accidentally, you know, if there's not adequate safeguards, it can escape the lab, for instance, they say. So GM genes can spread like wildfire and infect a whole population. And it's really easy and cheap to generate it, they say. So they say, let's see, this is David Kerwitz. He's the geneticist at Tel Aviv University in Israel. He says this, just as gene drives can make mosquitoes unfit for hosting and spreading malaria, a parasite, they could also conceivably be designed with these gene drives to carry cargo for delivering lethal bacterial toxins to humans. Holy smoke. Right? So a group of senior scientists have called an international safeguards meeting. Researchers want to develop gene drives with strict security measures in place over laboratories to prevent any accidental escape of these supercharged GM organisms. And so the U.S. National Academy of Science is looking into it along with some other people on these human gene it's in the Journal of Science. 27 leading geneticists are going to be, you know, bumping heads against the wall on it. I just think, you know, it's a Pandora's box. That's what they're doing. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Okay. We're going to be talking about some heavy stuff. We are. But, you know, it's better you know, be aware, take steps, get ready, because we're in a get-ready time of our history here. We got to get ready. Something's coming. Something is coming. All right. We're going to talk about the strategy of war. That's right. You know, what is the number one war strategy? Anybody know? Well, I wonder if we have any military out there listening right about now. But if you want to defeat your enemy, what is the number one objective? Well, most would agree it would be stockpile weapons, have massive amounts of soldiers and equipment to use those weapons. Sounds rational. However, that's not the main objective. The number one objective to be victorious is to take away your enemy's defenses. Strip the enemy of its defenses and its capability to defend itself, and victory is assured. So what if your opponent had many different layers of defense? Well, each and every one of those defenses would need to be addressed. You know, special maneuvers would need to be put into place and carried out. And not all the maneuvers might deliver a devastating blow, but they would certainly weaken the enemy and wear the enemy down. Now, some of you may be thinking I'm talking about military combat of war between countries. However, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about war on an internal metabolic level. I'm talking about the defenses of the human body and how to weaken them to make the man more vulnerable and therefore more controllable. So we're going to talk about how this is done. Okay? We're going to be hitting the mark. So there are several ways that to corrupt or undermine the human defenses. Now, the areas of attack would be the nervous system, cell regeneration, and immune system. These are your core areas. This is what the enemy would focus on. So what weapons could be used to launch an attack on any one of these areas? Well, there are a few examples, you know, sleep deprivation, pathogens like disease, and chemical poisoning. So do you know where you would encounter all three of those weapons? Well, it's in modern healthcare. Biologics, by far, are the most successful at tearing down defenses. So biopharmaceuticals compromise the brain, the central nervous system, major organs, and your immune system. So biologics are often referred to as live serum vaccines and are considered weapons. So what a majority of these biologics do is produce protein toxins that prevent the normal function of the brain, your nerves, your organs, and your immune system. So according to Webster's Dictionary, a biological weapon is a pathogen that causes neurotoxins for the purpose to cause premature death. Say what? Oh, yeah, and you thought you were getting treatment to keep you well. Let's talk about how they strip away at your defensive layers. So what many drugs and vaccines from modern healthcare do is strip the body of nutrients, causing further weakening of the defenses. So the body will have a lack of vitamin B3, calcium, magnesium, vitamin D, copper, and iron. So modern healthcare might direct their patients, hey, go get some supplements, which are often synthetic junk, which really don't help and make matters worse. So when people are injected with live viral strains of pathogens, they create an inflammatory response by the body. The toxins which these viral agents release destroy functions of the immune system, preventing the macrophages and killer T cells from working properly. And in many cases, the toxin byproducts of the diseases included in vaccines cause a default of your vitamin D and allow other proteins to escalate in the body, affecting the nervous system, the brain, organs, and metabolic function. So the immune system is therefore compromised and can't fully function. So internal medicine diseases is really created, and a myriad of problems will manifest, such as rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, autoimmune disease, central nervous system disorders such as palsy, dementia, autism, Alzheimer's, encephalitis, migraines, epilepsy, MS, and more. So most people understand the immune system also protects them against cancer from spreading unchecked. So many vaccines are laced with other viral strains and drugs and vary by batch. Some areas of the country will have a different batch and different health outcomes. So the disease may take years to manifest, and since not everyone getting the vaccine becomes ill with the same disease, this presents plausible deniability by modern medicine. Well, let's look at the herbal recovery that you have at your disposal. Because, you know, the medicinal herbs can actually refortify the body with nutritional arsenals that the drugs and the poisons strip away. For instance, echinacea root has this natural tumor inhibitor. It stops also bacterial infections, offers anti-inflammatory action, can destroy and prevent reabsorption of pathogens, supports the immune system to fight viruses and bacterial infections, and afterwards heightens your resistance to infections. So echinacea root really brings balance back to your immune system, and it is non-toxic. So you don't want to mix these medicinal herbs with toxic drugs that can produce interactions. Like, for instance, you don't want to use echinacea with your antibiotics or your immune system suppressive medicines, or your blood pressure beta blockers, barbiturates, or sedatives. Now, another herb in your arsenal should be astragalus root. It is an antiviral herb and will revive and stimulate the immune system. So the Asian countries know that astragalus root strengthens the body and enhances the efficiency of the killer T cells of your immune system. So it works well against cancer, and if it's paired with dandelion root, there is this synergistic effect causing a potent immune system response against cancer cells. Now, dandelion root is also on the list because this has this nutritional support of antioxidants, vitamin A, vitamin B3, B complex, vitamin C, and vitamin D, which the vaccines eliminate from the body, causing corruption of health and vulnerability to disease. So dandelion is also a natural anti-inflammatory, can increase your insulin production, has vitamin D, could also be supplied. Now, if you're eating omega-3 fish, that like salmon, that has natural vitamin D. That's great. So there's really no need to get highly processed vitamin D from chemically treated lanolin-based supplements from lamb's wool. A lot of people do that. There's really no need. You got dandelion, you got fish, okay? Ginseng's on the list, too. It offers a lot of support if you're weak. Well, the system would be weak and starving and under stress if you've been using a lot of modern healthcare products. So ginseng can actually block the disruption from poisons, chemicals, and vaccines, and anything that interferes with normal cell regeneration and activity. So this is really a great herb to counteract the effects of free radicals. So scientific research is hinting that ginseng may also protect your cell DNA. So avoid caffeine if you're going to use ginseng. So also, do not use prescribed barbiturates or sedatives and blood pressure beta blockers with your ginseng. So that's important to remember. All right, what else do we have here? Gentian root. Gentian root actually is an excellent herb to also put in your arsenal. It has a natural hemorrhagic fever inhibitor, so it will protect you against that Ebola. Very powerful there. So if you really want to learn more about the complexity of the war on human health, there's this interview that was on the Hagman and Hagman show. They interviewed Ted Boer. He explains why so many of these physicians lately that were working together on the vaccine autism connection recently mysteriously died. Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's just weird that, all of them just kind of, dead, checking out. All of them. Healthy guys. 40s, 50s, right? I think, what is that saying? Once is happenstance, twice is coincidence, three times is enemy action. Ian Fleming said that. It's just too weird. So he's explaining why these scientists met their end prematurely. Now, if you're going to check their show out, the Hagman and Hagman show, when they interviewed Ted, they had technical disruptions for the first 20 minutes of the show, which, kind of suspicious in itself. So you got to skip past that 20 minutes to the real meat of the interview. And if you're on our mailing list, our newsletter mailing list, you would get a hot link to that interview, and you could just click it and listen. So if you haven't signed up for the newsletters, they're free. They go out each and every week with important information, so you can check it out at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, and click on the Books and Newsletters tab and sign up, okay? So we got some weird things going on. We got a lot of we're being warred against. Our human physical bodies are being attacked. So when you have a long history of abuse and usurpations and evidence to reduce society to what? Utter tyranny. Well, it's our duty to throw off this tyrannical injustice and provide new guards for our future security. Now, that's just a paraphrase from what? The Declaration of Independence. There you go. There you go. So basically, you have power. Don't feel like you're defeated. You're not. None of you are. You got a lot of power. And with the Lord standing with you, you got mighty power. And he's got herbs here for your protection. They're here for the service of man. And he wants you to tap into them. So for years, I've been trying to educate people to encourage them they need to discover their power when it comes to their own health, because we really have to safeguard our health more than ever before. And one has to wonder why all this legal push through legislation to vaccinate every pet, child, and adult. So tough choices are coming, sacrifices are going to be made, but you have powerful tools, and they're put here by your creator to help protect you. So you want to eat organic food, drink filtered clean water, make sure your supplements are organic, whole food made. Now, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, that's what they're about, the organic, certified organic to TILT standards, whole food, herb products to actually support your immune system and cleanse away the body of toxins, get those out. So if you have pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, radioactive particles, you name it, you know, rejuvenate those organs, help them. You could do that. So if you want to discover your power, you can ask Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog. You just give them a call. Their number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. Or just go on their website, thepowerherbs.com. Check out their products there. You can even download a catalog. It's a PDF download if you want. So if you're serious about herbs, you're going to need Apothecary Herbs. You know, cold press, no heat, just, you know, pristine as you can get it. Now, don't forget, if you're on their website, check out their herb coupon page, and you can save on your order. Now, for you folks that don't do internet, if you're going to call or you want to mail in an order, just call and ask about the coupons. You could write it on your order form if you're mailing it in, or you can use your coupon over the phone. So there's lots of ways that you can save on your order and get those certified organic powerful tools in your hand. So lots of ways to save. Now, if you do shop on the website, they do have the rewards points program. So every time you shop, you get points. You can redeem later when you check out, save. A lot of times it's like getting free ship. So what you do is when you want to place an order, when you check out, register when you check out. And none of your information is shared, so don't worry. But you can get points that way, and the program just tracks it for you, and it's easy. All right, we're going to be shifting gears. We got to do a commercial break in a minute, but we're going to be talking about vaccines a little bit more and what's going on with the signature of vaccines, because they are making a footprint. People are starting to notice, you know, when doctors disappear and wind up dead I don't know. It's just too freaky for me when doctors, like, you know, discover why there's autism and it seems to be pointing to vaccines, they all dead. You know what I'm saying? Something there. So we're just going to have to be more vigilant. We're going to pray for protection. Psalms 91, by the way, super prayer of protection from this wicked, wicked world we're in. Yep. Yep. You definitely want to pray that one. It'll protect you from plague. You know, you can have your herbs. God gave you these herbs, but, you know, it's nothing like the Lord to hide you under the shadow of his wings and to be your shield and buckler. You know what that means, don't you? Shield, buckler, that means close combat. So if the enemy's close, you know, God's going to take care of him for you. That's if you know him. If he knows you and you know him. If you're friends, that's going to work. If you're not, well, it's about time you seek the Lord out. Mind the time, it goes short, really short. All right, so we're going to talk about vaccines and how that's going to impact your future, employment, the health of this nation, you name it. When we come back, we'll be right back. I got the feeling that something ain't right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair. And I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you. And I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face. Losing control, yeah, I'm all over the place. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, International 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, Henry Ford the automobile, and herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Oh, honey, honey, you are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you.
Hey, we're back. We're getting retro there. All right, we're going to be talking about these vaccines, you know, because we keep coming across a lot of information that is you know, more laws being introduced and pursuing more aggressive laws, really, to promote the use of vaccines on a mandatory scale for employment and inside and outside the healthcare industry. So I've noticed that the universities are dedicating more research to fast-track vaccine production. So the vaccine efficiency studies are really at several universities. And a lot of them are collaborating. So according to statistician Yang Quinn Sun of the University of North Carolina at Charlotte, the amount of research that's going towards the vaccine industry, according to him, is enormous. It includes a lot of statistical analysis and even algorithm programs. So vaccines are being developed with different constructs, especially if it's HIV vaccines, viral vaccines, which, you know, tend to mutate or change regularly, are, you know, kind of a challenge. They want to keep a step ahead. So researchers are being funded by the National Science Foundation and the National Institutes of Health to use these statistical models to account for any mismeasurements, missing data in their medical studies. So this is, we're told this is going to improve vaccine efficiency and make sure the population is covered with vaccines, you know, everybody. So the new laws are being created to make vaccinations mandatory for just about everything. And for the majority, you probably don't have any understanding. People just don't have any understanding about what's going on with this. They think, you know, yeah, this is a scientific advancement. It's good for public health. While to other people who know different, they know vaccines are biological weapons, and this is a warning, okay? Which group do you fall in? Well, let's look at the lawsuits. The last decade, a number of civil liberty lawsuits against hospital authorities requiring their staff to be vaccinated with vaccines has really increased. The CDC is really pushing for lawmakers to draft regulations requiring vaccines as a condition for employment, even if it's outside the healthcare industry. So whispers on Capitol Hill are suggesting that mandatory flu shots could be required if someone wants to work in food service industry, the educational system, social services, home personal care, the real estate realm, and even in maintenance. So if this is accomplished, it's going to open the door for numerous vaccine requirements to hold really any job. And it puts us, any job that would put you in contact with a human. Uh-huh. Well, that's everything, isn't it? So I imagine it's going to become a prerequisite for qualifying for government-funded health care. I think it may be a prerequisite for qualifying for government school loans. I think it's going to be a requirement for a lot of things, maybe even getting a loan at the bank eventually. So making vaccines mandatory for all is really the only way the vaccine industry is going to survive, because more and more people don't want to be vaccinated. So the pharmaceutical industry is heavily invested in virus research, making antiviral drugs and vaccines more than antibiotics now. So the more people become educated on the reality of vaccines, the less likely they are to submit to having them. And that's bad for the pharmaceutical industry that's making them. So that's why they got to haul government into the mix to make it impossible for you not only to sue the manufacturers for damages if you're hurt by a vaccine, or, you know, and just make it impossible for you to be not in compliance. Well, let's look at some of the statistics. The lawmakers and the scientists are using statistics with regards to vaccines, and they need to review the CDC statistical review of last year's flu vaccine. So the bird flu was included in the flu shot. It's always going to be there. It's supposed to protect you from the bird flu, an H1N1 or variant thereof. So the report shows that more people in 2013 than previously in history were inoculated with bird flu virus, and the vaccinated people contracted the disease, and even some died. The vaccinated ones got sick with the bird flu. Now, let's look at a signature case, because if anyone is allowed to see how healthcare professionals are doing under their mandatory flu vaccine in order to stay employed, you discover that in 2010 there was this case. 24-year-old nurse became paralyzed after she got the shot, the flu shot. The government agreed to pay her medical expenses and future care to the tune of $11.6 million. So Sarah Behe suffered symptoms of weakness, 3 weeks after getting her flu shot and was diagnosed with a neuromuscular disease called Guillain-Barré syndrome. She has lost the use of her legs and has difficulty mobilizing her upper body. Yeah. We just talked about where they're going to attack you, and nervous system's one of them, right? All right, let's talk about the CDC, how they do not always tell the truth. Vaccine attorney Alan Phillips brought to everybody's attention that the CDC is lying about the safety of vaccines, in particular their mercury or the thimerosal preservative. There was this peer review report that evaluated the scientific literature, which contradicts the CDC's assurance that low doses of thimerosal in vaccines do not cause harm and are only associated with minor local injection site reactions. You know, kind of like redness, swelling at the injection site. That's all. That's what the CDC says. But according to Dr. Brian Hooker, he's a biochemist, it was reported in the Journal of Biomed Research International that there's scientific evidence to the contrary. So the report is pretty hard-hitting, with 75 years of research that cites allergic reactions, learning disabilities, autoimmune diseases, autism, and infant mortality. So according to Dr. Hooker, the scientific studies supporting vaccines are statistically and scientifically flawed, creating, in his opinion, scientific malfeasance. So the CDC reports that contain what they called, they said their reports that the CDC put together were like cherry-picking the data. They were taking out only the reports that supported the safety of the vaccine and throwing everything else in the trash can. And this type of research is, if it's used to support legislative laws mandating vaccines for everybody, you can see where this is going. It's a population reduction thing, big time. George Lucier, Associate Director of the National Toxicology Program, he says, substantial scientific evidence exists and has existed for many years that the vaccine ingredient thimerosal is a developmental neurotoxin, very bad for kids, babies, infants, bad, 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 bad. Now, Dr. Rebecca Carley has often said the thimerosal in vaccines is a distraction for the real cause of disease and death by vaccines, and that's the disease-riddled vaccine itself. And then, of course, we have Dr. Boyd Haley, author of The International Expert in Mercury Toxicity. He says, there is no doubt that the authorities and the CDC have initiated and participated in cover-ups of vaccine-induced damage from thimerosal to the children, and this I consider criminal, end of quote. Well, who do you believe, right? The scientific literature, the CDC, the pharmaceutical companies, the FDA, or do you believe some of these whistleblowers? Well, yeah, I guess if you don't want to be vaccinated, you could move to Wisconsin. You know, legislators in Wisconsin are considering a bill which bans mandatory flu vaccines and prohibits employers from suspending, discriminating against, demoting, punishing, or firing anyone who refuses to be vaccinated in order to work. Well, unions object to mandatory vaccines and have taken legal action as well. And we're told that the vaccine industry is trying to use GMO substitutes in manufacturing flu vaccines to remove the egg cultures, which take too long to manufacture the vaccine itself. And they say it causes egg allergies. So another reason is they want to remove the animal ingredient in vaccines in the manufacturing process is that Ohio U.S. Superior Court upheld a decision that people who subscribe to veganism don't eat meat. You know, it's a religious thing, maybe even. They don't have to get vaccines. They could be exempt. Well, now we're hearing wind blowing the other way. There are no exemptions, period. Well, if you're in California. So Wisconsin, I don't know, it's looking pretty good. Bundle up, you know, get a parka. Lots of firewood, you know. I don't know. I'm a palm tree beach babe. I don't do well in cold climates, but I might have to get used to it. So if you're thinking about, you know, working somewhere in the healthcare industry, according to the CDC website, it has a list of states requiring vaccines for employment. So I'm sure this list is going to undergo change, radical change, especially with the lawmakers mandating stuff. So if you go to the CDC website, you can just type in vaccines and employees and see what pops up there. But you just wonder if this is just one big experimental project, you know, to see what happens. It's sort of like, you know, we don't know enough about anything, so let's just try this. Well, you know, Dr. Rebecca Carley, who's been on the show before, did bring a lot of information to our attention that in secret under the U.S. Energy Department, there is a human genome project to develop genetic weapons which can target specific ethnic groups. So this research is being conducted at the Cold Springs Harbor Lab on Long Island, New York. Supposedly it was pointed out that the U.S. Energy Department is also in charge of the U.S. nuclear weapons. And according to Dr. Wayne Natherson, chief of the Science and Ethics Department of the Medical Society in the U.K., says that this gene therapy could become gene weaponry. So Dr. Natherson warned that such gene weapons could be delivered in a variety of ways, like through air, aerosol vaccines, water causing people to be sterile or have birth defects or even die. So experts estimate that such weapons could be developed for about $50 million. And work of this sort has been underway for decades, and Dr. Carl Larson, head of the Department of Human Genetics at the Institute of Genetics in Lund, Switzerland, he reported in the 1970s during the military review of ethnic weapons that there were various substances that could be used against entire segments of population already in the, that was in the 70s. So he gave an example of those in Southeast Asia who were genetically lactose intolerant races, and he thinks a bioweapon could have taken advantage of their lack of lactase in their digestive system, and you know, a bioweapon could kill that way, taking advantage of their weakness. We just talked about weaknesses metabolically, didn't we? Yep. All right, let's look at some ancient bioweapons. Okay, so the evil mindset that's behind genocide, not new. During the Roman Empire, the Roman armies would put dead animals in the enemy's water supply and spread deadly pathogens. The U.S. Army would put dead, was no different really. They put deadly disease in, on blankets, distributed them to Native American Indians. So who says the U.S. government isn't still pursuing genocide? Well, today scientists pore over a selection of poisons and microorganisms that they can quickly target and destroy their victims with. So the plagues of ancient Egypt are nothing compared to what science has. So there are reports that in Utah, at Dungway Proving Grounds, biowarfare facility there, it's been reopened after it was closed for safety concerns. So the Army Medical Command in Fort Derrick, Maryland, which was the center for the U.S. Biological Weapons Program from 1943 to 1969, well, they're now being used for research by the National Cancer Institute. So since it has been verified that vaccines of the 50s and 60s delivered cancer to millions, one has to wonder about that connection, right? So what else has been going on at Fort Derrick? Well, in 2010, there was this 1,200-acre facility supported by U.S. biomedical research, and they studied foreign plant pathogens. And this is the heart of the U.S. Biodefense Agency since World War II, where they experiment with hazardous substances on people, basically. Well, let's read you a quote from the U.S. General Accounting Office study report. It says, many experiments that tested various biological agents on human subjects, referred to as Operation White Coat, were carried out at Fort Derrick, Maryland in the 1950s. The human subjects originally consisted of volunteered enlisted men. However, after the enlisted men investigated a sit-down to obtain more information about the dangers of the biological test, Seventh-day Adventists who were conscientious objectors were recruited for the studies. Wow. So now if you check the federal and state laws on what constitutes a drug, you're going to find terminology in which the government refers to all of us as animals, and therefore we're all test subjects for whatever experiment they wish to carry out. So if you look at the U.S. Code 21, Sections 321, Paragraph G, Section 1, A, B, and C, it says the term drug means articles recognized in the official United States Pharmacopoeia, official homeopathic pharmacopoeia of the United States, or official national formulary, or any supplement to any of them, and articles intended for use in the diagnosis, cure, mitigation, treatment, or prevention of disease in man or other animals. Did you get that? Man or other animals. Well, man's not an animal. So in paragraph C, it says articles other than food intended to affect the structure of any function of the body of man or other animals is also considered a drug. So if you look at your state legislation, what they did is they just cut and paste that federal code into their state legislation. So it reads the same under North Carolina General Statutes 90-85.3. So you can research your own state and see if your own state just, you know, agreed with the federal government that you're an animal. That's right. So based on legislation action lately and the actions of the government's past and present course, it could be, you know, I guess looked at that anyone who refuses to take part in vaccine, you know, get your flu shot, get your shingles shot, any of that, you may be able, you know, you may at some point lose your medical insurance, bam. Lose your job, bam. You know? It could be. It could be that. And if we're going to let it happen, that's what it could run into. And we already know what vaccines are designed to do. They're designed to bring about premature death. They're not about protecting you. Virologists, scientists, doctors, we've had enough whistleblowers. We've had this research team now just perish recently, mysteriously dead, because they stumbled across the protein that is caused by vaccinations that produce autism. Okay? So there's enough red flags, folks. And you're probably going to hear people say, oh, they wouldn't do that. You know, who would do that? Well, psychopaths, narcissists, tyrants, they would do that. Think about it. So every flu season, people start to think about flu shots. And more people are deciding, I might want to skip it this year. Medical personnel in a lot of states can't skip it unless they want to be unemployed. So, you know, what do? Well, they find another way to work, or they find a way around the problem. How do you untreat a vaccine? How do you reverse a vaccine? Some of them are asking that. Well, there is a way. Any of you out there want to know? I know this herbalist. And she's often asked, how do you do that? Well, you know, okay, a vaccine is a poison, just like a venomous bite from a snake, or any lethal predator that has venom. That's what a vaccine really is to your system, is venom. It's a poison. It's a toxin. It's not there to help you. It's a disease. So instead of saying they're going to inject you with this vaccine to protect you from disease, Dr. Carley's always said, replace protect with infect you with disease. Get that? So what we do is we draw out the venom, the poison, and we also take herbs to protect the blood system so it doesn't spread. So there's a couple things that you could do. And, of course, minimize. We've done this with a lot of venom and poison, so it is a successful way to do it. You can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a pandemic kit that is really awesome, and it has those vaccine issues covered there. So check that out at their website. It's called Pandemic Kit, thepowerherbs.com. So and also they have a lot of herbal cleanses that you can pull out the heavy metals, the mercury, the aluminum, all that toxicity that is associated with pharmaceutical drugs and other products, so even some of your over-the-counter stuff. And even if you're getting vitamin C from China, you don't want to do that. So cleanse and nourish the body, and you got most things figured out. It's not hard. And I don't think it's supposed to be complicated. I mean, they're making it complicated, They're finding ways to modify DNA. They're mutating this and mutating that. The outcome's not going to be good when that happens. When you start changing what God created, it's not going to be good. No. So if you want to preserve what God gave you, learn to do that. Preserve it. So check out thepowerherbs.com. Call them for a free product catalog. They'll send you one. You'll have powerful tools and information on how to protect yourself. All right? And you could really, really use the protection from the Lord, so draw near to him too and pray. But if you want the toll-free number for Apothecary Herbs, it is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Thepowerherbs.com is the web address where your healthcare options just became endless. Of course, sign up for the newsletters if you're on the website. They're free. They go out each and every week. American Survival goes out on Tuesday, and the Health Quest goes out on Friday, and packed full of empowering information that you need to know about, and they're free. So you can opt in, opt out, whatever you want to do, and get empowered. That's what it's about. Also, if you're looking for backup currency, the folks at Discount Gold and Silver Trading can help you out. Call Melanie, my friend Melanie Cedarstrom. She can help you out. Toll-free number is 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. And tell her I sent you. And do get empowered. You'll have backup medicinals. You have backup currency. You got your backup water and food and your self-defense, right? Right? I hope you do. Not time to get to getting. That's right. The time grows short. You want to be able to be like the wise virgins with the oil in their lamps so you can... What? Endure. Endure. That's what you're going to have to do. Endure. That's right. All right. I'm out of time, but, if you have a health topic you want me to cover on the show, feel free to let me know. Send me an email off the powerherbs.com website, thepowerherbs.com, and I will try to work it into the show best I can. No promises, but I try. I try. If you do miss the show, we do have archives on American Voice Radio archive site and thepowerherbs.com archived area. So you can download and take them in the car with you. And if you're going to the beach, get empowering information on the drive. There you go. Right? Right. Well, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.